We are the Borg. Productivity is irrelevant. You will listen to Extra Life Radio. Resistance is futile. Your society will adapt to service. Scott Johnson.
You're listening to Extra Life Radio. And now, Scott Johnson.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Extra Life Radio podcast. This is Scott Johnson, your host, and it is July 18th, 2005. This is the 33rd broadcast of the podcast. That's amazing. I can't believe we've been through 33 of these things. They go like the wind. They're just gone. I was just talking to Obsidian today on the phone, or not on the phone, over Instant Messenger, and commenting about how quickly these weeks fly by. But at the same time, it seems like ages since I've talked to these guys. So we're pretty excited to do a show tonight. And we're going to get right into it here in a second. I just want to mention, if you're new to the show, thanks for being here. We hope you enjoy the show and that you feel free to contribute. And make sure to check out everything we do over there on myextralife.com. You'll find the comic, you'll find the blog, you'll find podcasts and archives and message boards and just about anything you want to ever do on the internet that mattered. So welcome to the show. Today's podcast is a little bit different. We've had lots of themes in the past, especially when it comes to this group show. We've had themes like our favorite B-movies. We've had themes like video games that don't get enough recognition. And we've got a lot of great feedback on all those shows, and everybody's really seemed to enjoy them. Well, we thought it'd be interesting, and when I say we, I actually mean Obsidian. I have to give him some credit. He actually came up with this idea earlier today. And that idea was to instead of having a show that had a specific theme today, let's just make it a free-for-all. Basically, this is a beef show where everybody kind of gets to just talk about what they're doing right now, what they're thinking, what's going on, share a few opinions. I have some notes, a little bit of feedback from some readers, and so let's go ahead and get started. Let me first introduce the crew. Are you talking again?
Y'all are here.
Hey, who's doing that? That's cool.
That's me.
I'm kind of impressed.
Hey, man, you're like that guy from Police Academy.
Who?
Oh, man.
Oh, the Bundu that could do all the sounds? Hey, he's from Utah, you know.
Yeah. He was a hero. I mean, he was a true hero.
Oh, back then, absolutely.
Yeah, he's the man. He comes from my neck of the woods. But anyway, so what was his name? Does anyone know?
I think he works at Walgreens now.
Dude, Walgreens. Hey, so here we have with us.
Look it up.
Yeah. So we have with us Andrew, also known as Neuroman42, hailing from Florida. I'm
hey,
not even going to say this.
At least you pronounce it right, as opposed to the way you spell it on the forums.
Yeah, Nuhura Man 48 or whatever. But yeah, he's with us as always. Hails from the fine city of Daytona Beach, Florida. So welcome.
Welcome.
Good to see Obsidian as well. He comes from the sweaty, sweltering hot Colombian desert.
Tropical, excuse me. Tropical. Yeah, piña colada.
Yeah, that's right. And so he's joining us today.
I just love that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that song. Oh, and we lost Brian, so we'll talk to Mike next. Mike is actually on vacation in Maine, right? Did we lose Mike?
No, it still says he's here.
Dang it.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll survive for a minute.
There he is.
Oh, are you there, Mike?
Oh, okay, there he is.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, he wants to be here. He's here.
So, Mike, you're in Maine right now, is that right? And he's not there.
Yes.
Okay, now, you must just be getting some lag or something, because we're getting like responses slower than Columbia today.
Oh,
my Wi-Fi sucks.
Okay. That's all right. That's no problem. We're just glad to have you. He's out there in Maine enjoying a fine vacation and has taken time out of his vacation to talk to us. Brian's also with us, but he keeps popping in and out of Skype. I'm not sure what happened to him. Looks like he might be having some trouble as well. So we'll keep trying to add him as we go. But like I mentioned at the top of the show, today is all about just stuff. Stuff we're thinking about.
It's the CIA.
Yeah, it's all about just the undercover lives of the Extra Life panel show and its hosts. Before we get into that, though, let me read some feedback real quick. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Here we go.
No, I'm not okay.
You're on.
I'm not okay.
It's a true democracy, dude. 2-1, you're out. 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, why do you ask? Why do you
it's
ask
my religion.
If you're not going to care, Scott?
All
you're
right.
not going to care about it. Why do you even ask?
I know. I should. It's like, it's all just for, what's the word? I don't know. I can't think of the word, so I'm just going to read the freaking email. This is from Waldo.
So you're going to read it anyway?
Don't ask.
I was wondering where he was.
Yeah, I knew someone was going to say that. Where is he? Where's Waldo, dude? Anyway, here Waldo says this. Hey, Scott, enjoyed the show about video game violence last week. I agreed with what someone said. I don't remember who, but it was that people have issues before playing these games, not because of them. Although I must admit, since I started playing games around 1990, the number of people I kill each year has risen steadily. I'm sure games have nothing to do with it, he says. So, Waldo,
awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, that was great. Great comments from Waldo. Waldo, keep those coming. Appreciate your feedback.
Well, what do you expect? Look what he has to wear for clothes. That goofy striped hat and stuff.
I figured
he'd be killing it eventually.
Yeah, it's crazy. But Waldo, thanks, man. Thanks for that. Keep talking to us. Keep letting us know how you feel. And all of you guys out there that want to share your thoughts and opinions on past shows or whatever the crap's on your mind, send us an email at radio@myextralife.com. Now, Waldo also sent us a little intro that you guys haven't heard because it comes at the beginning of the show. But I just want to say a special thanks to him for doing that. It's kind of cool. He did this little Borg routine. We were talking about Star Trek earlier. And we're going to bring that up again because I'm incensed that one of us, one of our very own, has not actually ever seen a Star Trek episode of any kind or a movie. And I'm not saying who yet, but there's big trouble waiting for you. We may have just given it away. It wasn't the guy laughing, I promise. All right. Let me just say this to start the show off. Have you guys been paying attention to the blog, the main page at all?
No, I never go to your website.
Yeah, you never go, dude. You give me half my news.
God, I was thinking that your website, I just wanted to say that your website is rapidly declining.
Oh, you think?
Since inception.
Yeah. Well, that would explain all the huge drop in readership that I've been having.
Are you going to cry now, Scott?
No. We are... Sorry, my volume levels are a little screwy. But no, we are, of course, speaking in jest. The site has been growing at a very rapid pace, somewhat beyond my understanding. I don't know why it's growing like it is, but it's great.
I think it's because of the pictures that me and Obsidian have posted all over the place.
It might be. Whatever it is, it seems to be going really well. And so we've got this thread on there.
Everybody loves me nude.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know if everyone loves you, dude. There might be a couple of people. But there's a thread we posted.
Scott, I think it's important, Scott, that you do not impose your opinion on people. People like me nude.
Yeah. They.
and I invite people to actually call and request.
All right. I don't want to shape anyone's opinion.
Nudity.
Yeah, I don't want to shape their opinion. So if you guys out there in the Extra Life listening, reading audience would care to see Obsidian nude, please go to his site, commission.com, and leave your complaints there. All right. We got Mike back. Mike, are you back?
I should be.
All right.
Yeah, he's here.
All right. We still don't have Brian. That's really weird.
Brian's still offline.
I'm gonna.
Doctor. You gotta help me. I got voices in my head.
Actually, Mr. Beasley, you're wearing an iPod and listening to the Low Value Podcast. The folks at lowvalue.com care about quality entertainment. Their website includes music, a podcast, amusing short films, and other things. They also host the webcomic rockstarscomic.com. No, Mr. Beasley, you're not hearing voices in your head. You're hearing pure entertainment.
Oh, Doctor, thank you. I feel much better.
LOWEVALU.com.
Lowvalue.com is for external use only. If you experience an itching, burning sensation, please consult a physician.
Okay, sorry about that. We're just trying to get Brian back on. Apparently, he's having issues. I don't know. It's probably the bamboo and cat hair internet they have in South Carolina. So hopefully, he will be with us shortly. Now, back to
they upgraded the pine.
Yeah, they may. They did they? Wow,
I think so.
That's big money for that state.
I think it's like pine and raccoon hair now.
That's a real upgrade, dude. You've been playing too much World of Warcraft. That sounds like something you'd have to get to make something.
Oh, what is that? I've never heard of that
like
game.
Like a quest. Yeah, you've never heard of that. And we'll talk more about that later as well. But
well,
isn't that like a glorified version of pinball?
Yeah. It is. How did you know?
With some of the quests, it seems like.
Well, I was a beta tester, you know.
Actually, Mike makes a pretty good point about some of those quests. Anyway, so on the main page of the stinking site, of the My Extra Life site, there's a thread that was started. It wasn't actually even started as a religion thread, but it started as this cool little animation I found in Java, or somebody sent me. And it basically lets you zoom in from outer space all the way up to the atom of a leaf on a tree. And the concept is, wow, look how amazing the universe is that we live in, and all this amazing complexity, and how you can go from this huge macro level outer space thing to this tiny micro level of a, you know, the atomic level of a leaf. And so it was just kind of cool. It's just one of those neato things you find as you're looking around the internet and so on. Well, I posted up there, and lo and behold, this thing has exploded into a nearly 100 post thread about creationism versus evolution and a bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
Now, here's what, none of that matters. Who cares? Great. Let's talk about whatever they want to talk about. What's amazing, and Andrew alluded to this earlier, what's really amazing about it is it's totally civil.
Yep.
Like, we're
Which
not,
is really shocking.
Yeah, actually. We haven't had a huge flame out. Nobody's freaking out. Nobody's whatever. There's strong opinions. Yeah,
because you know the type of people that read Extra Life. I mean, come on.
Apparently they're more mature than I gave them credit for. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, I mean, I don't want anyone to take that wrong, but this kind of topic usually explodes into a flame war that just goes crashing down and nobody wins.
Well, yeah, usually you post anything like that up anywhere, and it quickly degrades into like a horrible yelling match.
Yeah, and this, what I was impressed here is there's a genuinely educated sort of exchange of ideas and thoughts pretty equally on both sides, and it's totally good read. So I bring that up just because it was on my mind, but also how cool our readers are. I just love it that people can do this in such a sort of, I don't know, civilized way. So if you're interested in knowing what I'm talking about, just go over to the Extra Life site, myextralife.com, and look for the thread. Let's see, search for, oh, help me here.
It's right on the main page. It's called,
I'm afraid it'll be
from
gone.
From the farthest reaches of space, right up to a leaf atom.
Yeah, so look for the word, search for the word space, and it'll be the first thing that comes up if you don't see it there on the main page. Anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. Now, Andrew, tell us about something you heard about earlier, about something Blizzard might be doing with the handheld game units.
There's a rumor going around the net.
Oh. Let's see who this is. Hold on, let's see who this is.
Oh, it's Blizzard calling you. Don't
Hello?
Talk about that.
Hi, who's this?
Connor, how are you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, what are you wearing?
Do we have anything planned Friday night?
Yeah.
Let me think. Friday. What's Friday?
Think of a good excuse so you can hang out with us.
No. There's something going on Friday, but I don't remember what it is. Or maybe it's Saturday. Well, tell me what you got going on.
Well, we have the people who we will hope to have lease our house.
Yeah.
They are going to be, we invited them over for dinner. We want to introduce them to a couple of our favorite neighbors.
Oh, well, I'm sure that would be fine. I just don't remember what it is. There's something going on, but it may be Saturday I'm thinking of. Oh, you know what? It is Saturday. There's
a wedding, probably.
Something like that. Kim's got something going on.
Okay.
Some crap. So
if you guys can make it Friday, just give us a shout out. We're also inviting the Havox and then just this couple.
Cool. Well, anyway, so. We would be glad to attend the fine dinner.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
We'll see you later.
Okay,
all right, bye.
Bye.
Okay,
see you Friday.
She wife just there.
She has no idea she was on the show, dude. Isn't that funny? Now, you know what's funny is the people that are leasing that house she's talking about, they're going to want us to help them move. Oh, wait.
Oh, people of Earth.
It's someone else. Hello?
Hi again. Sorry to be so annoying.
You can call anytime.
Thank you. We already had asked Taylor to babysit Friday night.
Yeah.
And so we're going to change that to Saturday night, if she'd be so kind. Or
yeah.
Is she babysitting for you already?
Well, unless it's something, it may be a whole family thing. Oh, I know what it is. It's the big birthday thing at my sister's.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
So we won't even be around Saturday.
Can you schedule for next week? Okay, or do something else next week? Or even maybe Thursday night if my little sister can't watch our kids.
Yeah, something like that would be okay. Yeah, just let us know what works easiest. I mean, we could.
Just put on Thursday night. For
yeah.
Her.
Yeah, Thursday
I
works.
I don't want to cancel on her. She's excited to babysit.
Yeah, Thursday's good. I'll tell her.
Okay, thanks.
Awesome.
Bye.
Okay.
Thursday's no good. I got a class on Thursday.
Dude, these calls are lame. These are like totally utilitarian calls. I wanted like something good, something juicy, but that was nothing. Oh, well. It could have been a jerk, I guess.
What, define juicy, Scott. What is it,
Scott,
juicy?
Scott, did you hear us during the first call?
No, I turned you down. Why? Did I? What did I miss?
Ah, man, that's
fun. It was awesome.
I said, Scott, come back to bed. You still have 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are crazy. That's why I like you.
Yeah, I'm afraid to ask. I'm afraid to ask, Scott, does your wife ever listen to the podcast?
Yes. She does. I make her sometimes, and okay. She...
Well, she doesn't want to listen to this one.
No.
She doesn't listen to this one.
It reminds her of... it's like the Clockwork Orange. It's horrible.
Clockwork Orange? What? Yeah, we never killed any, like, homeless people.
No. I'm not saying it's horrible. I'm saying in Clockwork Orange, they made that guy sit there, and they pried open his eyelids and made him watch all those movies.
Yeah, but how do you physically watch a podcast?
No, I make her. She can close her eyes all she wants. I put toothpicks in her ears.
Oh,
you
know what he does? He puts it in Winamp. He puts it in Winamp, and he puts the full screen thing that has like all those graphics that jump around at the rhythm of the music.
Dude, Winamp is for Windows losers. Just kidding.
Hey, wait
a minute. You guys are all Windows losers.
Well, there's only one Mac user here, Scott. There's only one Mac user here.
I know.
There's only one Mac sissy among us.
I know. And the thing to remember, too, is that I represent the percentage that is pretty typical in the world. So I'm, you know, 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 4 isn't too bad.
Yeah.
And we stand our ground, man. We're proud and we're loud.
Well,
and
the majority has spoken, Scott. The majority has spoken.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait. If I hadn't been dumb and bought an Alienware, I would be sitting on a Mac.
That's right, dude. That's right. He wants one, so there. All right. Hey, wait. Where the crap were we? Oh,
he was raped by an alien or something.
You asked me what the Blizzard rumor was.
Oh yeah. Tell us what that's all about.
Apparently, every other box of Warcraft you buy now will have a small bag of heroin in it.
Oh my gosh! But finally, they can compete. They can compete.
No, the rumor is they're thinking about making. Diablo 2 and possibly even StarCraft available on the PSP and the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, and I was saying I could see StarCraft working pretty well on the DS platform because you got the whole drag, features of the touchscreen.
Yeah.
Selecting units and all that kind of thing. I don't see that working as well on the PSP, although I can see it graphically being a little bit better, obviously. I don't know. What do you guys think of that?
I found a yo-yo the other day.
A yo-yo? Dude, what the crap are you smoking tonight?
I have no console, Scott. I have no console.
Oh, that's right.
I barely have a computer, Scott, so I play with a yo-yo, okay?
I play with himself.
You're one up on me because if I try to use a yo-yo, I look like I'm some kind of like drunken monkey. I can't even operate the thing.
No, I'm no good with it either. If it doesn't have an on button or a start button, a select button, forget it. I'm out.
Other than swinging it around and using it like a bolo to trip up somebody.
Well, dude, hold on a second now. When you said
if it doesn't have an on button or an off button, I was so ready to make a comment about maybe your private life, but I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Yeah, you probably should. So let me ask you this question, Andrew, in your opinion, if these games come out for these handhelds, is this something that... I mean, I'm trying to think if I would get into it. I own both these handhelds. I'm just trying to think. You know, I played both games to death on the PC. Would I even want to pick this thing up?
Well, see, that's the thing is, like, we've already... I mean, if you've played them on the PC or even on a Mac, you've already beaten them. So, I mean, they're obviously not going to grab someone who wants to take StarCraft with them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the comment I made earlier was it makes you feel kind of bad that in the heyday when these games came out, they took a PC and now they can fit them on a little stinking cartridge.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, so that's that little neato factor is kind of tempting me. But to be honest, I'm more interested in, I don't know, those are PC games. I mean, Diablo, I could see maybe.
Because it's like it's an arcade game.
Yeah, it's not quite the same. Strategy games just don't translate well when you're not, you know, without a mouse and a keyboard. It's the same reason I won't play Mario on a computer. There's advantages to both platforms and how they play these kinds of games. But I'm more interested in the announcement that both Worms games will be available on the PSP, or not both Worms games, but a Worms game based on the old kind of 2D strategy stuff.
Well, the Worms games are great because they work everywhere. They work whether it's PC or Mac or a console. They're their game concept.
They even worked on a Mac. Imagine that.
Yeah, it's true. It's hard to do these days, trust me.
Although it
can you even get them to work on a Mac?
It took them like 6 months extra to get it to actually
It work always on a does. Mac. But you wait till next year, and you got Intel chips inside these things, and you guys are triple booting to OS X, Windows, and freaking Linux. Then you can tell me how sucky it is. Because that's going to be good times right then.
I can admit right now, I mainly use my computer for games. If every single game that came out the same day for both Mac and PC, I would buy a Mac and never look back again.
That's right. But you won't because...
Nope.
Yeah. And there's also something to be said. I'm going to admit something right now that a lot of people will be a little shocked that I'll admit. But you're fooling yourself if you think otherwise.
You're gay.
Matt, no. Matt, that is not the announcement, or at least this isn't the time. This isn't the appropriate moment. But no, the Macs, or what was I going to say? They're a little underpowered. For example, if you go out and buy the latest, greatest iMac 20-inch, it's a beautiful computer in every other way, but its graphics card is subpar compared to what you can buy currently on the market, and they're not upgradable in terms of their graphics card. Now, the Power Macs, that's a different story, but they're also a whole lot more money. So you know, one of the reasons they're not, you know, able to keep up with PCs in terms of release dates and stuff partly is because they're not as up to speed on, you know, on what's capable or what's available. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do when they've got an Intel power plant in their machines, what they decide to do in terms of upgradability, what kind of cards to pack in, that kind of stuff. So we'll have to see. But anyway, we'll have to see on these games. I don't know. Diablo, StarCraft, you guys write to us and tell us what you think. We'd love to read your email on the show. I'm going to jump ahead to something. Many of you have seen, and a few of you may have not, but I put a toilet seat on eBay. Okay? I don't know.
Used?
Yeah, used toilet seat. I took a big, fresh dump.
Well, he says it's not used.
It's not used.
He says it's not used, but I don't believe him. I mean,
here's the truth.
I invite you guys. I invite everybody here. I invite everybody in this podcast to look through their houses. And, I mean, anybody, tell me. And I will take it back. I will take it back. Anybody tell me who has a new, unused, spare toilet seat. Well,
he didn't necessarily say it was spare.
Yeah, I didn't go, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? In that closet, I've got a toilet seat I'm not using. It's not how that goes. What I did was...
Which means it did come off of a toilet. Okay, and that leads us to another question. Okay, who has an unused toilet in their house?
All right, listen, here's what... I'm going to tell you the real story. I went out and I found a toilet seat at Home Depot. I bought a decent one that I could find that it would take the ink well, needed something that would take permanent ink well.
Did you draw on some?
You call it ink now, huh?
It's ink. Oh, yeah, baby. Now? So I brought that thing home.
Did you draw on it test it out while you were there?
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I wanted to.
No, I don't mean draw on it. I mean, did you like take a marker with you so you could try a couple of them?
No, I totally winged it. I thought, you know, this is the only way I'm going to be able to really try this is at home because they're going to think I'm weird if I'm drawing on the toilet in the middle of the display place. So I took that beast home, and it worked great. I ended up, the way I tested it is I signed it before I ever did it. So I signed the underlid with my name and the date of the year, and it worked. So I thought, okay, cool, that's great. So then I started...
Well, I'm going to do that in my toilet.
Yeah.
Signed
them. Well, you know what's funny is this. I designed it, and it's covered in drawings. So the whole point of this is that you can get a toilet seat covered in ink drawings of just stuff coming out of my brain. Doesn't really have anything to do with specifically with Extra Life, but it's just the seat covered in artwork. You can see it at myextralife.com. Just look for the post about the toilet seat. There's a photo there and so on. It's already we have 5 days left on the bids and on the auction, and it's up to $25. Not too bad so far.
I like the creepy squirrel on it.
Yeah, everyone likes that squirrel with the six legs. That's kind of cool. But the whole point was just to make something kind of new and unique. In my mind, I'm thinking, oh, some guy, some geek who likes the show or likes the site would hang this on his wall. It's perfect wall hanging kind of thing. But then somebody else, but most people that are bidding are actually telling me via vet messaging and other methods that they're going to use this as an actual toilet. And that freaks me out just a little.
Someone made a comment that they were going to like clear coat it so the ink wouldn't get ruined and stuff.
Yeah, so and the thing is it should never be at risk of being ruined because it's just the lid unless they're really drunk peers and they miss every time or something. But
Well, Scott, accidents do happen.
You come in drunk one night.
I mean, people drink, Scott.
People drink.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, speak to Party Boy. I mean, he's right here.
Yeah. Well, especially people
on vacation. Hey, Party Boy.
Well, hold on a minute now. People...
You've been getting drunk lately, and...
Yeah, who, Mike?
Did you have an accident on the toilet lid?
Yeah, he's 18, dude. They're not. It's not like Columbia here.
You're going to tell us you don't drink.
I'm not going to announce that on a podcast.
His parents might hear it, dude. He's still 18. He's still in the house. You can't tell him that. Hey, Mom and Dad.
Oh, you know, I got to tell you guys, in Columbia...
Oh, we lost him.
In Colombia, the legal age for drinking in Colombia is 18.
Really?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, it is.
That's interesting.
Here in communist Russia, it's 21.
18, huh? Wow. When do you guys get to drive? 4?
Actually, it's 15.
Oh, really? Okay, well, then you're all right. You're okay.
Do you want to know the legal age for consent?
Yes.
14.
Are you kidding?
Holy moly.
No, I am not.
That's crazy. Well, now we know what's wrong with you guys. Just kidding. All right. But here's the bottom line. I want people to hear about this toilet seat and go bid on the freaking thing. It's not going to cost you that much money. It'd be a totally cool thing to have. And I don't care if you're going to use it for the pooper or not. It's totally unique, one of a kind. And here's the phone. Hang on. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Hello.
Hello. May I speak with a parent of Carter Johnson?
Hi, her dad.
Hi, this is Paul calling on behalf of Saratoga Springs Instacare. And we're conducting a survey of parents of recent patients and we're interested in their opinions about the care their child received. And this information will help the Instacare provide the best possible care and service to patients. Were you the parent who accompanied your child on their visit?
I'm not, but I'm going to hand you to her right now because she'll know everything and I know nothing. So hang on just a second. I'll give you over to her. Hang on. All right, everybody. Sorry about that. That wasn't nearly as cool a phone call as it could have been. We're back to the show. Okay, enough about my freaking toilet. There they are with that sound again. That's really good, by the way.
You brought it up.
I did bring it up. Let's talk quickly about Fantastic Four. Obsidian, you had the chance to see this movie. You think it was a pile of hooch. Give us your opinion. Let's hear the skinny from what you thought.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing about Fantastic Four, from my point of view. Basically, it was an entertaining movie. I mean, I wasn't bored. I was entertained. I enjoyed my soda, good popcorn.
That has little to do with the film, but go ahead.
It's just... Yes, that's true. Company was good, too.
Yeah.
But no, here's the thing with the movie, in my opinion. In my opinion, the movie was okay. It was entertaining. I had fun. I had a laugh, blah, blah, blah. It's just that the movie was so filled of moments that you would be constantly thinking, this could be cooler.
That is true.
The whole movie through, you were always thinking, this could be better. This could be cooler. I mean, look, for example, hey, I'm not gonna deny it. I think Jessica Alba is hot. You know, she calls me up all the time. She's like, want you, and I'm like, no, Jessica, I'm sorry, it can't be, you know, we come from different worlds, blah, 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 but hey, I'll admit it, she is hot.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's a cutie.
I don't know, I mean, Susan Storm, I always thought of Susan Storm like the wholesome, blonde, all-American girl, woman, you know, stuff like that. I didn't think that Mr. Fantastic was a good choice either. Dr. Doom, like, what the hell are they thinking with Dr. Doom? I mean, what was up with Dr. Doom? The fights were fun, but not as fun as they could be. And basically, my major gripe with the movie was this. All the time, while I was watching the movie, I had this sensation that it was written by a 5-year-old. You know, like, jump... No, really. I mean, the whole movie was like... just imagine being... told by a 5-year-old, you know, like, okay, so then they punch him, and then he kisses them. And then the thing comes in. And then he punches him again. And then they fall. Oh yeah. And then, I mean, the whole movie was like that. I mean, there were parts of the movie that were so irrelevant that you could have just like taken all the important parts of the movie and just made like a 15-minute, short movie, whatever.
Straight to video kind of thing.
Even when I saw the previews, it gives off that vibe. I mean, even sitting there watching the movie, it does give off a vibe that if it went to direct to DVD, you would not be surprised.
Well, I'm not. You know what I'm doing? I'm waiting. I'm going to get this thing on DVD. I'm not going to the theater. It's too hard for me to get out all the time and see it anyway. So I saw it the other night. I saw the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which, by the way, is really good.
I love that.
It was great.
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday with my sister and my mom, and we all loved it.
It was great. That was a tough call to do a remake on. I mean, it's, when I was a kid, I loved the old one. The book I loved even more, and I'm happy to say this is much more like the book.
Yep.
And I thought it was great. It was great stuff. My kids loved it. I loved it. I think at the end of the show, I'm going to play some audio from my trip to see
that
movie.
What's his name? Johnny Depp, like, nailed it.
Yeah, oh, he totally did. And I've heard complaints that he was just too goofy, but that's the character. I think they totally nailed it.
He looks freaky.
Just before I went to go see it, I went out and got the books, which I've never read the books before. And after reading the book, he pretty much nailed it from the way they described him, the way Willy Wonka talked and acted in the book.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, too. Plus, the ending was the real ending, not some goofball thing they did in the old one to make it seem more of a happier ending.
With an elevator hanging by a wire?
Yeah, this was they still have that elevator, but it didn't look like it's hanging from a wire anymore. But
it's not an elevator, Scott. It's a Wonkavator.
Wonkavator. But it's really, really well, just the feel of it. It's obvious why they wanted to have, what's his name involved? I can't think of his name now.
Johnny Depp.
No, the director.
Tim Burton.
Because he's got the perfect kind of vision for this kind of show, and I was more than pleasantly surprised. I was really impressed. But that's neither here nor there. I want to jump to another topic, which Andrew is going to help explain.
Chickens.
As many of you know, I've been back into playing World of Warcraft pretty heavily and trying to get a new character leveled up on a server with a bunch of Extra Life fans so we can kind of, you know, have our little guild and the phone again. Hold on, this might be a good one.
Excellent. Lock your calls, Scott.
That's toll free. Hang on.
He doesn't.
I'm not getting this one.
Who are you yelling at? My wife. You live all by yourself in a cave.
I'm yelling at my wife, dude. All right. I don't know why she thinks I'm going to answer it. Okay. There.
Way to go. He's yelled at his wife on the air.
He did, dude.
He's yelled at
his... Next, he's going to beat her.
I'm not
getting the
phone.
He's yelled at his kids on the air.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So...
He tore up the toilets in his house.
They're a little concerned about what I've been doing with the toilets.
And then he sells them, which is even better. Yeah.
Hey, it's money, man. Whatever it takes to make money. You got to draw on the toilet? Hey, you got to do it. So listen. What the crap was I saying? Oh, so I'm back into the game. I'm leveling up my new druid. I'm having a great time.
You got to let everyone know about what server we're on.
Oh, yeah. Make sure if you want to play with us, and you'll immediately be added to the Extra Life guild. And the reason that we don't have any kind of filter or clearance, you don't have to prove anything. Just show up and say, hey, I want to be part of your guild because we don't care. Come on in. More the merrier is the way that we look at it. We don't have some special charter. You don't have to, you know, walk in and go, my liege, I would like to serve you in the battlefields of Noth. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You just have to go, hey, dude, add me.
What kind of server is it?
It's on the Earthen Ring realm. It's one of the PvE role-playing realms.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Yeah. Pretty much none of the realms really role play much anymore.
If role playing is saying things like
groups.
Yeah, if role playing is saying things like, dude, there's another one on your back, well then we're role playing. I mean, seriously, there's not a lot of that going on. But if we wanted to, I suppose we could. But the point is, it's a great place to be. It's Earthen Ring. If you want to play, you want to start a new character over there, hop on, look up myself. My character's name is Rashburn. you can, and we're playing
and
Alliance.
Now we want to buy his toilet seat.
Yeah, no one wants the toilet seat now. I hadn't really thought of that.
Buy Rashburn's toilet seat.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, Andrew, what's your character's name, your main one?
Oh, my character's name is Ziggy Mundus.
Ziggy Mundus. And you can get any of us to add you, get you in there, get you taken care of, get you at the right people.
You can also bless you.
Holy crap.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you're on there, you can also look up Jabril.
Yeah, Jabril will take care of you. That's J-I-B-R-I-L-L-E, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're playing this game the other night, and he says, hey, let me come help you out with your quest, because I was kind of having a rough time with these spirit creature things, and he wasn't doing anything. So he rode out there on his cool new electrical ostrich thing, whatever, mechanical ostrich. It was pretty sweet. Hops off. He's a little gnome midget character, and so he's chasing around helping me in case I get overwhelmed or whatever. Well, a neighbor comes over and sits in the house, or sits over here by...
Is it politically correct to call a gnome a midget?
Oh, sure it is.
I don't know. He's, you know, Scott's got issues with gnomes.
No, no, no. You can call a gnome a midget. You just can't call a midget a gnome. No, I mean, isn't that how it works?
Okay, Scott.
All the little people have agreed on that. You can
part of Geneva Convention.
All the little people.
And by the way, wasn't that guy great in that movie? He was awesome.
Standards...
The guy who played the Oompa Loompas?
According to your standards, I'm little people.
Yeah, you are.
Four, Scott.
You are.
I feel very, very, very offended.
But I'd never call you a gnome.
He can put you in a pocket.
Yeah, I'd never call you a gnome, dude. I just call you a midget.
A midget. Huh? You'd call me a midget, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Or better yet, would you call me little people? Like little O?
Little O? Hey, I might
little
now.
O.
Thanks for the great idea. We might do it now.
All
right. So where were we? Oh yeah. So we're out there fighting and we're doing our thing, and this guy comes over and I say, "Oh, AFK for a second." I sit down. That's away from keyboard for those that don't know. So I sit down on my butt, and the thing is, I have this stealth ability, so I could totally like hide myself from enemies if I wanted. I didn't even think about that. So I totally leave the computer. And for the next, what, how long was it?
I was there for about half an hour to 40 minutes trying to keep dudes off you.
So you were like the little raid guy trying to keep bugs out of the house.
I'm like standing there, and the ghosts would just swarm you, and I run around and kill them all, and I'm like, Scott, are you there? And
yeah.
Your guy would stand up, get attacked, and then walk over and sit back down again. And I'm like, Scott, you're sitting in the middle of a bunch of ghosts. What are you doing?
It was right in the middle of like this place where they all keep spawning in. I don't know what I was thinking. It was totally stupid. But eventually you left, right?
Yeah.
And when I got back,
like
I was logged
message.
Out.
I was like, I hope you're not dead, Scott. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I feel bad because you were like totally playing, playing hooky from what you should have been doing just to keep me alive. And so it was kind of funny, though. But anyway, something we'll never forget. We'll always look back on that day and the whatever crap that place was and whatever those things were trying to kill me, and we'll remember this
day. I was thinking about training you. I was thinking about throwing on my sprint, running around, getting about 18 ghosts on me and just run straight at you, and then use my vanish to disappear where they'd be like completely swarmed around you.
You should have done it. But the only way that
so
would have been
would
worth
like
it.
You would casually look over at the monitor and go, oh, crap, what's going on?
Yeah, the only thing that would have made that worth it for sure is if you'd have taped it. I mean, I'm telling you, right now, if you can get those, like those guys that are screen capturing stuff from WoW and like putting it on the internet, like that, what's that guy? The Leroy video? That's like huge, man. I mean, people have passed that all over the place. And
well, also the one that you posted on the blog is a...
Oh, the one
riot.
I put up today. Yeah, that one's totally great. Which brings us basically... What time is it? Holy crap, we're almost to the end of the show. This brings us to an important point. If you want to take part in the show, take part in the community. That's what makes Extra Life so great. Am I wrong?
Nope.
All right, I'm right. Check out the news blog. Check out the...
No, wait a minute. I didn't say you were right. I just said nope.
Oh.
You're almost there.
You don't want to commit. Yeah. But before we go, does anybody have
keep
any...
Trying, Scott. Keep on trying.
Does anybody have anything they want to make sure we get in before the end of the show?
Yeah, I got to make sure this gets in.
All right, what do you got?
Back in 2002, on the PlayStation 2, was actually a really good RPG called Gradia Extreme. And in it they actually had a somewhat decent voice cast for the characters. Like the main character was done by Mark Hamill, and one of the other main characters in the game, this character named Evan, was voiced by Dean Cain.
No way.
No, I'm serious.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. You started that by saying it was a really good cast. What are you talking about, dude? Mark Hamill, Dean Cain?
I mean, it is a computer.
You respect the Cain.
It also had Lisa Loeb.
We do not
she did
pass
the voice
the
on
King
it.
Here.
Lisa Loeb, the singer?
Yeah, the singer. Yeah, she did the voice of a character on it,
you
too.
You say something, something in the baby. Is that who it is? Have I got the right chick?
Yeah.
All right. I remember her now.
Although, you know why she sings that song, Scott?
Why?
So you don't.
Oh, okay. I see. Don't quit my day job. But that's funny because, as usual, we fit Dean Cain into the program. I'm glad you thought of that, dude, because we were on our way out. We can't break the curse, or we can't bring on the curse.
You've got to have the Cain.
What's the show without the Cain, baby? So... next week, we'll bring you another Dean Cain moment, along with all kinds of other great content. Now, we're going to do this week. I want everyone in on this. We're going to put it to the community to come up with our next topic, our next theme. Now, it isn't that we're out of ideas, because we're not. I mean, look at today's show. Look at all the ideas we had for today's. I'm being sarcastic. But we're not totally out of ideas. But we want to get some feedback on like some of the things you guys want to hear us talk about, some of the issues that are pressing you as a geek in today's world. And so we're going to put up a little...
Except that. Come on, people. Don't
we'll
be that
We'll lend
way.
A friendly ear.
Yeah, and we'll put up a little poll. Not a poll, but a post that everybody can do comments in. And
a poem. We'll put up a poem.
Poem. Yeah, we'll put up a poem. Porn? Or pork?
Poem.
Oh, pork.
Pork.
Bacon.
Poem.
Oh, poem.
We should do a whole show about lunch meat.
Yeah, why not? We want to talk. What's the kind that has
I'm
like
a vegetarian, man? Man, that show wouldn't be for me.
No, they don't have lunch meat down there. It's like consoles down there. Do they have lunch meat? It's freaking donkey meat. But listen,
vegetarians don't tend to eat lunch meat, Scott.
What? Who? What did he say? What was that?
Vegetarians don't tend.
Well,
I'm a vegetarian, Scott. I don't eat.
Oh! I forgot about that. Yeah, he is a vegetarian. We don't want to. Let's not talk about lunch meat. Let's talk about pimento loaf. Isn't that not really meat?
It's something else. Meat anyway.
Yeah, but I don't. But we want you, the listener, to tell us what you think our next theme should be. So we'll get that up right away tomorrow after the show gets posted tonight, and start getting your feedback. And don't forget to get us some emails. Get us some beef calls. Get us, get involved. We like having you, the Extra Life listener, involved with the show. I want to say thanks and goodbye to everybody except Brian, who disappeared into the night right as we started the show. I have no idea what happened to him, but hopefully we'll see him next week. But Andrew, Obsidian, and Mike.
I bet he's been there.
You think the whole time?
No. It says he's offline off of Skype.
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, even if he wasn't in the Skype conversation, he at least would be able to text message me.
Yeah, something. So I don't know. He must be having internet problems, but... but we'll look forward to having him again. But thank you guys for being here, as always.
You're welcome.
All right.
And also, I'm pretty positive that pimento loaf is actually made out of squirrel.
Ew. Oh, by the way, that was a great line in that movie.
Squirrel is meat, man. Squirrel is still meat.
Redneck.
Do you remember that? I've actually had squirrel. It's not that bad. It's a little greasy, but it's not horrible.
Being raised down here in Florida, I've had some weird stuff. And I have to agree with Scott. I have had squirrel.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's like chicken. It's like greasy chicken to me.
Yep.
I mean, the old story that, oh, does it taste like chicken?
You guys are awful. You know, you guys are the reason I became a vegetarian.
Because we've eaten squirrel.
I mean, it's not like I sit out in my front yard with a cage catching them. You know, it's like...
Come on. Go outside.
Hey, what turned you vegetarian, Obsidian? What turned you Obsidian? Or what turned you vegetarian?
Okay, do you want the funny answer or the actual
monkeys
answer?
I want the real answer. I mean, I'm sure the funny one's good, but I want the real one.
Okay, the real reason I became a vegetarian is because I'm a martial artist. I practice Shaolin Kung Fu, and because of the work you do, because of the way you start developing your body, meat is a little bit too heavy for you.
Ah, well, that was boring. You're right. We should have gone with the
answer. You end up not tolerating meat.
Well, we don't want to stunt our growth. Hey, you've been listening to the Extra Life Radio podcast. We'll take it out with a good advice from Obsidian about why you should eat vegetables and not meat. I'm a steak fan myself, so it'll be a little hard for me to peel myself away. But hey, whatever turns your crank. Again, thanks to the panel for being here. Thanks to you, the listener, for being here. We're going to take you out with a beef call. that we got that I thought was rather entertaining, as well as a little trip that the kids and I took to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at the movie theater the other night. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Can't wait for another show. Might have a mini cast this week later as well. So watch for that and take care. We'll see you.
Hey, Scott, this is Mac. I just had a cell phone. I feel dirty because I really hate all the kids' text messages all the time. But now that I got one, I think I'm going to play you a song. I hope the quality isn't bad. And I hope it doesn't suck. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Scott Johnson with a couple of his jazz. Subsidian gets insults, and who would have guessed? World of Warcraft versus EverQuest 2. Violent video games making the news. How to make comics and what you should do. Scott makes the jokes about crap and poo. WS movies and 80s cartoons. Cool superheroes. Like Dean Cain. This has been a MiniMac.com production.
If it's counting, it's going.
Why, hello, all you out in digital internet land. This is Minister Ben calling you all to repentance. You're all a bunch of pornography sinners. I know you say you use the internet for something other than pornography, but I know otherwise. Some of these games that are on today's world, it's all about pornography.
They're on today's world?
Quiet, you heathen. Scott Johnson is a heathen.
Yeah.
And I just thought that you all should know that he's a perpetuator of the pornography heathen gaming world. Most of the people that play games are fat, acne-ridden, balding, and have absolutely no life. Not all. There are the one or two out of a million that are normal in looks, but then they have mental problems. Why would anyone buy a device that allows you to control six keyboards, six mice, and six monitors at once just to play a game? Because they're mentally disturbed and they want to look at a lot of pornography at once. That pornography, I don't know if I've mentioned, is the scourge of all gamers.
Yeah.
So it's either pornography or it's killing. Thank you.
So we're here in the movie theater waiting for... What movie are we seeing?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Apparently there's a character named Charlie in some sort of place called a Chocolate Factory. Nick, are you excited about this?
Yeah.
What do you think? Is it going to be good or stupid?
Good.
Why?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny. All right. Simple needs from a simple child. So we sit here through another 20 minutes or so of mindless advertising and crummy trivia about stupid movies. We'll soon be enjoying the main attraction, Charlie and the Chocolate Old Factory. Blah, 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 blah. War of the Worlds was Steven Spielberg's third encounter with aliens. Do you remember the other two? The answer, Steven Spielberg. Oh, right in the middle of the answer. Now they go to the show. All right, we'll come back to you. Hey Nick, so what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was funny.
Did you really like it?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
When Willy Wonka kept getting hit in the head.
Nicholas likes all the violence. Taylor, what did you think of that movie?
That was so good. cool.
Would you like it?
Weird.
You guys really like it?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
All of it.
Okay. Good times.
You've been listening to the Extra Life Podcast. If you'd like to participate, call the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF, or send us an email, radio@myextralife.com.